Whether they're up or whether they're down, smooth roads to London Town. Hi, Molly and I are playing a game called Roads to London Town. Aren't we, Molly? Okay, here comes the rest. But by and by we come to the woods and then the roads are not so good. Rough roads, rough roads, rough roads to London Town. Whoa, Molly, you didn't fall off. You've got really good balance. Oh, you don't know what balance is? Well, when you're balancing, you try not to fall over. Like those people at the circus. No, not clowns, Molly. Tightrope walkers. They're very good at balancing. Hey, would you like to be a tightrope walker, Molly? Well, I know I have a rope around here somewhere. Oh, where did I put it? Let's see. Maybe in here. Hello? Nope. Aha! Just what we need. A tightrope. Ladies and gentlemen, watch as Molly walks on the high wire in a death-defying feat of amazing balance! Oh, don't worry, Molly. I'll be right beside you the whole time. Okay. Ready, Molly? And away she goes! That's it. Easy does it. Step by step. Careful, careful. Oh, wait, no. Look out, Molly. Oh, there you go, almost there. And one more. Bravo, yay. You did it, Molly. That was great. You managed to walk the whole way across. Oh, hey, the stretching feels good. And you know what? I haven't even done my clock rug stretch yet today. Hey, wanna do it with me? Do you ever roll around on the floor, like me? That are so high because, well, you might fall and... Molly, please be careful. Oh, you are my very best dolly, and I don't want you to get hurt. So please, from now on, do all your balancing on the couch, okay? Right down here. Okay. Hey, that sounds like Major Bedhead. Oh, I'm gonna go see. You just keep practicing your balancing, okay, Molly? Oh, hello, Major Bedhead. What's new? Oh, I see you're riding something new today.
Hi, Lunette. Yeah, it's my handy-dandy penny farthing. It's really easy.
Hey, Lunette. Watch what I can do.
It's really easy to balance.
Be careful, Major Bathead. Watch out!
I'm okay, Lunette. I think there's easier ways to balance. Mm-hmm. Like on one foot.
Oh, I can do that too. Ta-da! Oh, watch this. Whee!
Hey, that's great, Lunette. I've got another idea. Look! Ooh, perfect balance!
Ooh. Or, how about balancing
a broom
on your
chin? Ta-da!
Or, you could balance
a bucket
on your
head.
Wow.
Ta-da! Hey, where'd everybody go?
Oh, Major Bathead.
Whoa. I guess that's enough balancing for now. Besides, I almost forgot. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Why, that's me. Thank you, Major Bathead. What a pleasant surprise. Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar. Let's see. It says, Dear Lunette, here I am at the world-famous megastore Walls of Dolls. Please take good care of Babs LeBlanc. Love, Auntie Macassar. Babs LeBlanc? Who's that?
Well, I don't know.
I'll open the package. Oh, this must be Babs LeBlanc. Oh, and she's so cute, isn't she?
Oh, you're right, Lunette. She's most definitely so cute.
Well, let's put her down over here. She can sit there and we can both look at her because she is definitely
so
cute. Oh, Snickle Fritz, look what you've done.
Are you all right, Babs? Oh, there, little Babsy Wabsy. Snickle Fritz didn't mean to push you down the stairs.
Did he?
Oh, how could you do that to a poor, sweet, defenseless little dolly?
Especially one who is
so cute.
I think she's all better now.
Oh, I guess you're right, Lunette. Besides, I gotta get back to work. Bye-bye, sweet little Babsy-Wabsy baby boo. Oh, and goodbye, Lunette.
Goodbye, Major Bathead. Bye! Come on, Babs, you cute little thing, you. Molly! Look what came from Auntie Macassar. Her name is Babs LeBlanc. And she is so cute! Molly, you're upside down. Isn't she just the sweetest little thing you ever saw? Smooth roads to London town, smooth roads to London town, whether they're up or whether they're... Hey, it's time for me to go to the dance academy. Would you like to come along too, Babs LeBlanc? Would you? Oh, I guess not. Well then, you stay here. Oh, and you and Molly can get to know each other better. Toodles! Oh, she is so cute!
Ladies and jellybeans, get ready for Miss Lunette's Dance Academy.
¿Qué fruta quieres?
Mañana.
Quiero
Princess Diana.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. ¿Para qué quieres? Está el ritmo de fruta.
Oh, my little Babsy Boo! I really, really, really missed you! Oh, and you too, Molly. Oh, I want to show you something really neat, Babs. Oh, now, where did I put it? It's around here somewhere, I think. Nope. Hi, Molly. Here it is. Look, Babs. Babs?
Where are you?
Where's Babs, Molly? Oh, Babs, where are you? Oh, there she is. Wonder how she got down there. Don't blame dust bunnies. We don't have any. Oh, Babsy Wabsy, are you all right? I hope so, because you are so cute. Hey, would you like to play a game with a big block? Or wouldn't that be fun, Babs? Can you guess the game? Molly, I was talking to Babs. And this time, you stay right there, okay? Come on, let's go. Boo! Have I got a letter for you? Here it comes. It's big and beautiful. And that's no baloney. Watch me bend and balance. Now, can you guess? What's that? The letter B? Yes, it is B. Bravo for B. Bingo. B for birthdays. And bouncy boys, and balloons, and bunnies. Bye. Babs, did you like the alphabet? Hey, Babs. Molly, did you do this to Babs? Molly, how could you do such a thing? You're as bad as Snickle Fritz. Molly, I'm surprised at you. I think you and Babs just need a chance to make friends with each other. I know. Why don't we all play dress up? Yeah. Come on, you two. Here you go, you two. There, now, let's see what we... Oh, look. So pretty and sparkly. And it looks so cute with her eyes. Oh. Oh, you need one too, don't you, Molly? Okay, Here we go. Oh, perfect. There. There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, let's see, what else do we have? Oh, look. A lovely string of pearls. Perfect. My Babs. LeBlanc. Oh, Molly, a sun hat for Babs. Oh, thank you, Molly. Oh, you want to go back to the couch? Oh, you're not feeling well? Okay, Babs, is it all right if we all go back to the couch now? Good. Okay, then. Let's all go back to the couch. Molly, are you mad at me? Is it because of Babs? Oh, Molly, you didn't think that I liked Babs more than you, did you? Oh, well, that's not true at all. Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. I like Babs a lot, but you will always be my very special friend.
There's only one you, Molly, it's true. What would I do without you? You are the best friend I've ever had. Molly, I'm glad to know you. Molly, you are my favorite. Molly, never forget that it's true. You know there's only one you. Sometimes I play with some other guy. Molly, don't cry, I still love you. You are the best friend I've ever had. Molly, I'm glad to know you. Molly, you are my favorite. Molly, never forget that it's true. You know there's only one you.
It's like this, Molly. When you get something new, like a toy or a doll, you want to play with it to get to know it because it's new. But that doesn't mean you don't love your other toys or dolls or friends. Honest.
Molly, you are my favorite. Molly, never forget that it's true. You know there's only one Molly. You are my favorite. Molly, never forget that it's true. You know there's only one you.
Okay. Now, how would you like to hear a nice story? Me too. You too? Okay. Where's that storybook of ours? Oh, it's over here? Why, thank you, Molly. Oh, right you are. Okay, and glasses. Here they are. Oh, but first we need the light on. Would you like to do it, Molly? Well done. It's important to have good light so you can see the pictures and read the words. Let's see. Oh, are you comfy? You too, Molly? Yeah. Okay. Ah, this story is called Something New. There's something new in Sam's house. Daddy painted a whole room just to get ready. And Mommy? Now she spends all her time with it. Grandma and Grandpa even took a long trip on a plane just to come and see it. But Sam was unhappy. Nobody seemed to notice him anymore since something new came along. One day, Mommy and Daddy said, "We're all going in the car to see Aunt Helen." But Sam said, "I want to ride in my car seat." "Sam," Daddy said, "you're too big for your car seat now." Sam tried it anyway, and he was too big. He felt kind of silly. Then at dinner that night, Sam said, "I want to eat my old baby food." And so he did. But he didn't like it very much anymore. So much had changed around his house, especially since something new had arrived. How would he ever get used to something new? Then Mommy asked Sam, "Could we borrow your car seat?" And Daddy asked Sam, "Could you share some of your baby food?" And Sam said yes, and his baby sister smiled at him. And suddenly, something new was something pretty nice after all. The end. Did you like that story, Molly? Oh, good. How about you, Babs? Right, okay. So you see, Molly? Even though Babs is so cute, you will always be my very special best friend. Oh, Molly, I'm so proud of you. Oh, I just want to tell the whole world how proud I am of you. I just want to stand up and shout out. Wait a minute. Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! I'm all tuckered out. Well, now it's time to have a snuggle with my very best friend in the whole wide world. You. Well, I'm glad you could come over. See you soon. Bye. And the clown jumped over the moon.